So this morning, our story is about Ruth, and she is gleaning. Now, gleaning is one of those things that you might not know about, so I'm going to tell you about it. It has to do with farms. So Boaz, one of the characters, he owns a big farm, and whenever he grew grains. So whenever the grains would grow and grow and grow, and when they were ready, he would hire workers to come and help him pick the grains. And those people are called reapers. They are the harvesters. Well, after the harvest is done, the Bible says, if you're a farmer, you should leave about 10% or the different plants on the edge of the farm. You should leave some of the grain still there. Or if you're growing vegetables, you should leave extra vegetables. Or if you're growing fruit, you should leave extra fruit for people in the community that maybe don't have enough to eat, or they might need a little help. They can come and they can pick from those plants. So they get to have some food. This is because God wants to show everybody how abundant God's love is. And abundant means just there's more than enough. There's lots and lots. When I was your age, and even still today, when my mom is cooking in the kitchen, I'll sit with her, and maybe she's making a cake or some brownies, and she's whipping up the brownies, and she puts it in the pan and then puts it in the oven, and at the very end, there's a spoon, or there's a, maybe the beaters or the bowl, and she lets me lick some of the spoon off to get some of the batter that's left over. Does your mom ever let you do that? Sometimes, yeah. That's kind of like gleaning. It's kind of the extra, the abundance of the cake batter that my mom had, the more than enough. She lets me take some of that. And that's what Ruth does in this story. Boaz lets her do some gleaning in his fields. So next time you maybe have a little extra, or maybe you have something that you really love, like a cake, maybe you can share it with some other people that don't have it. Will you guys pray with me? Lord, thank you so much for this time to be together. Thank you for your abundant love. Thank you that we can share that love with others. It's in your name we pray. Amen.